got dragged
on the back.
Get back to the sidewalk. Let's get back to the sidewalk.
How many Proud Boys in the group?
No, he put back his, to January. That's a clear prison.
An anti-ICE activist was shot for ramming her car into an agent. And now Minneapolis is doing what Minneapolis does best, waging war against law enforcement, jumping on the hoods of their vehicles. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino was in the city, and he got bum-rushed by a gaggle of angry women.
Get out of the way.
Get back. Don't whistle at Bovino, ladies. He's happily married. And Minneapolis is even saying the F word, Floyd.
We have the right to shut these streets down. Yeah. Again. Yeah. Make the city pay. Yeah. Again. Yeah. And again. It was all about losing Marvin and George Floyd died. We as a people can cause them to lose more money now.
The last time rioters like that woman made Minneapolis pay, the whole city got barbecued while tampons sat on his hands. The governor still hasn't learned his lesson. He's telling ICE to hit the road and let the Somali pirates keep stealing.
Please, please, whatever it is, leave Minnesota alone. And this relentless assault on Minnesota, for whatever reason, is just cruel now. It has reached cruelness. So please, just give us a break. And if it's me, you're already getting what you want. But leave my people alone. Leave our state alone.
Radicals are trying to run over ICE agents so they can't arrest drug dealers, sex traffickers, and welfare frauds. Who's the mean one, Mr. Grinch? Trump's not letting another American city get burnt to a crisp. Homan's boys aren't slowing down.
They're coming towards us right now. Stay up. You're good. So they're pushing folks back right now. As you can see behind me there, they've deployed some form of crowd repelling just in the last few seconds here. And look, this has been a lot of what we've seen over the course of the day. Someone has thrown a water bottle towards those agents, which really, they're heading into the crowd right now. We're going to back up. They are moving, truly sprinting into the crowd. And they are tackling folks.
Mayor Small Fry says the city's been infiltrated by terrorists.
That the act by the victim was some sort of domestic terrorism. That, and I'll say it again, is bull. That is bull. The way they've been conducting themselves is also bull. They are claiming it's about enforcing the law, and it's not. What they are doing is terrorizing communities.
And that's part of a longer report Jesse Waters put out last night. Now we're going to the footage put out by Alpha News this morning that's got over 12 million views. And it shows probably the definitive angle of what happened yesterday. You could see Renee Good right there talking to the cop. And then he's going to go around and look at the Missouri license plate, which is interesting. It's a Missouri license plate. They supposedly went from Canada to Minnesota. There's the wife of Renee Good, and he comes back around to the front. So people were saying, well, why did he step in front? It looks like he's just circling around the car, and she's about to get in the car. So there would be no reasonable expectation that she's going to take off at that time when her wife is trying to get in the car. And there you could see the shooting that happened. You can hear it. We're going to play it with audio coming back from break. I just wanted to show people how this story has evolved from, you know, even people last night on the right were going, oh, well, why did the cop step in front of the car? Why didn't he shoot the tires? Look how fast this stuff happens. He gets to circle around the car, and I don't know if we'll make it around before the break, but we'll come back. This is Rob Due reporting here. I'm sitting in for Harrison Smith. We're going to have a crazy day. I'm going to take a lot of calls. We got Royce White in the third hour, so stay tuned. We're going to have an amazing show. You're watching The War Room on Infowars.com/show and at Infowars on X.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Up the decibels of truth, Rob Dew is on the air. This is War Room.
Welcome, everyone. Today is January 9th, 2026. Just 3 days past the fifth anniversary of J6, where Patriots went to the Capitol to petition their government for grievances. They were met with tear gas, rubber bullets, stun grenades, beatings with batons. They got mad. They didn't step back. They came. Some of them came and fought back, and led to the death of at least four people. Was it four or five? Rosalind Boylan, among others. And now we're coming, it's like the circle is coming back around again. We're about to hit the fifth anniversary of the death of George Floyd, which kicked off the riots across the country. They're trying to do it again with this new shooting that took place in ICE just a couple days ago. And we saw the mainstream media come out and say, oh, look, she was trying to drive away. She was trying to drive away. Here it is. Here it is. Even though we saw from angles that were kind of far away, but zoomed in and sped up, you could see her. You could see the tires turn like they're caught on the ice, and she was gunning it. You could see it hit the officer, push him back. His leg is straight. You see him push back. That was the original footage that came out right there. And by that time, the officer's already circled around because here he comes right there. Boom, no time to act. You can see the wife right there to the right. And now we're going to go to this footage with sound so you can hear it. What led up to that? Because that was cropped. Because that's what they do. They crop it to show just certain things. Luke Rudowski put out a video. There was a still photo of a guy holding the gun, an ICE agent holding a gun up to a black guy. And the black guy's like this. Well, you don't see the video earlier of the black guy trying to grab the gun from the other guy. He's grabbing the strap and grabbing the gun and holding it. And the guy comes back like this, and they're like, oh, look, he's holding the gun up to him. Well, when you don't see the full story, you don't get the full picture. So now we're going to go through the rest of the story, as the late, great Paul Harvey would say. Here it is. Yeah, it sounds like people are dropping their kids off at school, doesn't it?
That's fine, dude.
Show your face.
I'm not mad at you.
It's okay. We don't change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen. You want to come at us?
You want to come at us? You hear us? You want to come at us?
I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Go ahead. Get out of the
mall. You hear the shots? There's the car hitting the other car. I feel bad for the dog in the back seat. If we could bring a still up of the dog in the back seat, looking very sad.
Why do we have to go protest again today? I'd just like to sit at home and sit in a sunbeam and try to warm up. It's cold out here. Why are you bringing me to this?
There he is. There's our good boy. Just trying to be a good boy. doesn't know what's going on, doesn't know why every day we have to go blow whistles and scream at people who are just trying to get criminals out. Just trying to get criminals out. Well, that led to some riots. We can roll clip two. We don't need to have audio on it. I'm not sure if it's been synced. It's only 21 seconds from Nick Sorter. What's going on afterwards? More people are attacking ICE. This is emboldening people to come at ICE and push them and shove them. And these are obviously, you know, overweight, you know, slovenly people who are probably on some form of public assistance. That's why they're fighting so bad, because they think it's all coming to an end with what's been going on with the Somali daycare revelations. And so you're gonna keep seeing an escalation of this. Tim Walz is backing what's going on with the protesters. The mayor Fry is backing the protesters. Their argument is, oh, the ICE are bad. They don't have warrants. They have court orders to go and do what they're doing, or they wouldn't be doing it. Because every time a judge comes down and says, hey, you have to stop, or you can't do this, they stop. But they have a mandated order, and it's a mandate from the people as well. The people said, hey, y'all just let in 4 million illegal aliens into this country, and now you're giving them welfare. And you look at the amount of money that's been printed to pay for these people, and people are pissed off about it. This was on NBC News. Two people shot by Border Patrol agent in Portland, identified by DHS. Well, what do you think they are? Let's see. Two people identified, suspected Trinidad Aragua gang associates, in a statement posted on X from Homeland Security. The driver, Louis David Nico Moncada, illegally entered the U.S. in 2022, the statement alleged. The passenger, Yorlins Bedspeth Zambrano Contreras, allegedly played a role in Trinidad Aragua prostitution ring. She entered in the U.S. in 2023. So they were trying to ram police and ICE agents with their car, and they got shot and wounded. And this is going to keep happening, and it's going to keep continuing until cooler heads prevail. But will they prevail? Well, there's a couple videos that popped up, and we're going to play number 4A first. This is LARPer number two. What I'm seeing now is people dressed up sort of conservatively, but you can kind of look at their faces and say, well, that's not really like a patriot or a veteran or anybody. And they're going into the crowds, and they're yelling things that normal people wouldn't be yelling. They're like, oh, we got you guys. We killed you. Nobody's doing that on our side. Nobody's celebrating the death of this lady. We do want to point out the facts of what the facts are, and the facts are that she tried to ram a policeman, an ICE agent, and got shot. And this was an ICE agent who had an impeccable record, and this had happened to him about 6 months ago. He got dragged by a car going after a pedophile, an illegal alien pedophile. And now that we see this video that we just showed you, to me, it's cut and dried. It's case closed, as Brendan Dilley said in the comments. But let's go to this guy here. We probably won't play the whole 3 minutes of it, but start rolling 4A. That was the one we censored. But you can see, like, to me, you look at the eyebrows, and you could say, no, this guy's probably a leftist. He's got leftist eyebrows, in my opinion.
Who does this when someone dies? For real? This man, instead of standing with us in solidarity for Renee Nicole Good, he is sitting up here defending ICE.
And this is ICE of TikTok is where this video
defending actual terrorists.
You've never known a woman's touch.
TikTok has a lot of them. Ready? Eyebrows. ICE. Broly in the voice. Y'all, take it.
I'm going to go on live and record it.
Little filter. It's polar. You see those? Just pathetic. Like, you are so pathetic. It, like, makes me ill. It makes me want to throw up. If I throw up on you,
so normally you don't see one guy popping out there by himself. And here's another one where we'll go to the next one, 3A. And this guy has actually been identified, apparently, as Jaden Scott. And this is all my opinion. I don't know if these guys, what their political affiliations are. But the way this guy comes out and start saying, "Yeah, we executed one of your kind." No one with any moral compass is going to go out and do that.
We're nonviolent.
Let's go.
We're nonviolent.
Unless you're trying to create something for clicks.
Let's go.
He also sees the camera and he's going to directly address the camera. And here come the agents coming, which I've never seen federal agents go in there and protect somebody like they did this guy, which is also weird. Because usually they kind of let stuff happen. They stay out of the way. I haven't seen him aggressively protect somebody like that
before.
See
this, guys? We will not back down. We will not surrender. These people will not continue to intimidate us in our country. The storm is here.
Yeah, the storm is here. Low Q-tard.
We go all. No one can stop what is coming.
Right. Like, so let me string three Q sayings together. It's like he had that ready. So to me, I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is made to incite more people into getting what you got. What happened in Minneapolis. So we're just going to keep building it up, keep stoking the fire. The guy's not even holding the American flag right. He's got it crumpled up, upside down. Got some weird megaphone. But this guy is going out there to stoke and get people. Maybe he's just doing it for clicks. Maybe he's just doing it to impress his girlfriend. Maybe his girlfriend is Aaliyah Scootercaster. I don't know. He seemed to know where that camera was, though, and went right at it. And it seemed to be staged to me. And you're looking at these guys that are going out there by themselves doing this. There's not a group of people going out. Usually there's a group of people that go out, and there's older people and younger people together. This guy's by himself, and he looks like he's just trying to antagonize the people on the left. And let me tell you, these people, look, they're fluoride heads. They're probably all vaccinated. They're probably on prescription SSRIs. They're not in a good place. And the left knows this. They're like, look, we got these people that are basically a tinderbox ready to go off. They're like walking around with barrels of gasoline under each arm. It's like, all we got to do is throw a match in there, and we're going to get these people to riot. So it's crazy. I'm not going to play all this clip, but this is, we were talking about J6 earlier, Michael Fanone, he's the guy with the tattoos on his neck. He was a Capitol Police officer who went and cried on the stand, like, poor me. I can't remember if he was actually there that day or if he checked out or what. He definitely didn't seem to be one of the guys in the fray, in the scrum, in that little tunnel. But there he was crying on the stand. He was friends with Nancy Pelosi. And basically, he's, you know, calling in his own, you know, now he's being a little measured. After Trump got elected, he thought they were going to come arrest him and he was going to have a little gunfight. There was a video of him talking about that. Kellen McBreen put out the article here. Arrest him. J6 DC Metro cop Michael Fanone calls for Americans to shoot and kill ICE and CBP agents. That's Border Patrol. So discussing the recent shooting, the 37-year-old anti-ICE demonstrator, Renee Good, he was discussing her shooting. Fanone said, this is the first time we've seen ICE abuse their power. It's probably the millionth effing time we've seen this happen. It's not even the first time someone's been seriously injured or lost their lives. Yeah, most of the time when you look at the incidents against the ICE agents, it's you know, a big increase in getting hit by cars, getting pelted with rocks, getting harassed, they're getting doxxed. So these politicians, these local, state, municipal law enforcement agencies need to wake the F up. And he said, and I appreciate the foul language coming out of the mouth of the mayor of Minneapolis. And I think it's his sentiment in the moment was appropriate. And he's essentially calling for a civil war between the blue states and the federal government, the DC cop asked. What are you directing your law enforcement agencies do to protect the citizens? I don't want to hear from the police chief that we need to remain calm and protest peacefully. F you, F that. What are you going to do to keep me safe? What are you going to do to keep my mom safe, my sister safe? Well, you know, maybe don't go out and try to interfere with lawful arrests and detentions of illegal aliens. That'd be my first guess. We'll watch a little bit of that. If it gets too cussy, we'll pull out of it. But this is clip nine.
We're not the ones with the guns. So how do we stop this?
I think that
yeah. Okay.
We need to apply
a significant amount of pressure to our politicians and to state, local, and municipal law enforcement agencies and tell them, you know, which side are you on? Either you protect us or we are going to have to organize and protect ourselves against this lawless, dangerous mob of armed agents. And then what that looks like is the Minnesota State Police should continue to conduct a parallel investigation to what's happening with the FBI. And if they decide that they have evidence that is, you know, leads to a prosecution of this agent, they should prosecute him in state court. They should do it quickly. You know, a lot of what happened that day is readily available for them to review. And it didn't take me very long to come to the conclusions that I came from. And, you know, I'm not just talking about out of my ass here. I was a cop for 20 years. I was in that very same situation countless times. And you know how many times I shot my weapon? Zero. Because I understood departmental policy. And I also understood the fact that, you know, while my ego may have said, how dare this person drive away from me and disrespect my, you know, authority, I'm not justified in killing them for doing it.
Well, Michael, did they ram the car into you? Did they floor the car? I mean, that's why the car kept going, is because she had floored it. It wasn't like she was trying to get away. She had floored the car. You could see the wheels turn. When you do the close-up slow-mo, you see the wheels skid, like they're peeling out, as we used to call it. So I want to do a lot of calls here in the rest of the first hour and second hour. And let's bring up the number. I don't do this every day, so I don't remember what the number is. There it is, 888-789-2539, 888-789-2539. I'm sure you got a lot to say. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're opening up the phone lines now. We're going to take calls probably into the third hour as well. My guest is going to be Royce White, running for senator in Minnesota. I figure it's a good time to get him on. I was watching he did the Sunday Night Live. I think it was last Sunday, and I watched at least 40 minutes of it. I was like, man, this guy's got it down. He's figured it out. And just the way he does it all calm, cool, and collected. He doesn't get too animated, so maybe he could help kind of tamper my mood down, because I tend to get animated, especially in things like this, when I see the mainstream media blatantly lying to us, trying to foment the people that I talked about earlier, low IQ fluoride head, vaccinated SSRI bots, from basically trying to kick off a civil war. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to use these people to get what they want. So don't fall for it. Don't fall for the LARPers. Don't fall for the antagonistic language being done by the news. If you're going to go protest, don't get in front of these cars. Don't try to stop them. I mean, they have the mandate, and there's no, they're not violating a Bill of Rights. These are people that came into the country illegally, and they haven't done whatever they're supposed to do to stay here. We're finding billions and billions and billions of dollars in fraud. In fact, maybe we can find, there was a fraud clip. They had just done an audit, and they were like, oh, it's ridiculous how much it's in. It's approaching, I think it's over $40 billion at this point. It might even be, you know, I can't keep track of it because it keeps changing. The bar keeps getting set higher. There's a short clip from Michael Flynn looking at other politicians on the right even. And he said, oh, look, the Speaker of the House, Johnson, he's also getting kickbacks and getting funds from other daycare centers in Louisiana. So it's not just Minnesota. It's nationwide. And the reason we don't hear about it is because both sides are benefiting from it. So you got to go. If you're getting this illegal daycare money, I think you got to go. You got to resign, or you got to be just driven from office. We can't have that anymore. Yes, this is the one. And we'll play this probably on the other side of the hour. Yeah, we'll keep that clip handy because that's the DHS grant audit. We got the callers lining up. I got about 4 minutes. Let's go to my friend who I met personally, and I really love the mission he's doing down in New Orleans in the French Quarter every weekend, going out there and talking to the people, getting the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's Badass Uncle Sam coming from New Orleans. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, hello there, dude. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. I hear you might be kicking off a new version of the Badass Uncle Sam wagon. How is that coming along?
Well, it's coming, but I got the rig in, but I have to send it back because it's a dud. It's a lemon. But yeah, I know.
Cheap Chinese crap strikes again.
I know. But to bring it back here, make it. But yeah, it's going to have the telegraphing pole with two LED screens on it, so I can live stream InfoWars to the street and ask people what they think, what they just heard and saw.
That's going to be amazing. Amazing. I'm glad to hear that. So what do you think? You think the Civil War is about to be kicked off? We got about 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
I think it's been kicked off.
Yeah.
It's been going on, but it hasn't been hot. Now it's going hot. This is the hot part of it. They're going to try to kick off.
Yeah. Yeah, this is they've been fomenting and teaching. We had a guy call into Alex's show today. He said they've been hunting us for a long time, but now it's going nationwide. This is the flashpoint. They're going for this. They've been training these people to do just enough so they think they're within the law. So all it takes is one person to just cross over, like, oh, I'm just going to drive my car into somebody. There's Badass Uncle Sam. I'm just going to drive my car into somebody, and nothing will happen to me because I'm a lesbian. And she effed around and found out. She literally effed around and found out.
Yeah, and what I'm hoping is I hope Trump is hard on the communists inside this country as he's been on the ones outside this country.
Yeah.
I mean, the Insurrection Act needs to be because Waltz needs to be arrested. That mayor needs to be arrested. I mean, force only is respectful of force. And, shall I go ahead and quote Alex?
Go ahead.
We didn't start this war, but if you want one, you better believe you got it.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I say this, most people on the left and right want to have good jobs, want to have, a safe place to raise their kids. Or if they don't have kids, they just want to be able to, live their lives and take on their hobbies and whatnot. And I don't think there's any problem with that. I think both sides agree on the majority of that. And what's happening is you've got a good cadre of leftists who are very organized and very well-equipped and well-funded throughout the years through all this NGO money. And then you've got people on the right who are seeing this and are very disgruntled about what they're seeing. And instead of just realizing, where the similarities are, and you're in the heart of a leftist haven there, a sanctuary city in New Orleans. So, I mean, what are the people... Are people feeling a civil war? I mean, what are you getting the sense down there in New Orleans? We just had the anniversary of the Battle of New Orleans.
Hey, more people are just talking about
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To make. I was talking about the people on the left, you know, taking their vaccines and being on SSRIs and having bad diets and all that. I mean, a lot of you could blame some of that on the government, you know, because they're listening to the government. They've been told the government's right, unless it's, you know, a Republican administration, then they're all right wing fascists. But anybody on the left is fine. Doesn't matter. You know, we just saw the food pyramid get inverted, where they took the grains and instead of keeping them up here or down here with lots of grains, they said, no, we want this much, a little bit of grains, and we're going to flip it. So we're going to flip the pyramid. So what was once what you had to do a lot of, you do a little bit of. So you do a little bit of grains, and then it goes fruits, veggies, meat, dairy up at the top, fats, butter, real butter, not margarine, not... not chemicals that they used to use to lubricate engines and all the seed oils and all that. No, real butter. And so it's not totally these people's fault. They go, they get trained in these, you know, Rockefeller education centers, and then they become doctors and they're told, you know, vaccinate the children as many times as you possibly can before the age of three. You know, it was like 72 shots before they reach 4 or 5. And now they're dropping that down. So you're so slowly seeing a change. So it's not entirely people's fault that they're so easily being able to be brainwashed, you know. So look at the SSR. Here they are. They're about to invert the food pyramid. The food pyramid. There it is. That's how it should be. Right there. Eat your veggies, eat your meats, get some fat, some good oil. See that oil there in the center? That's olive oil. That's good for you, kids. Coconut oil, that's good for you, kids. What other oils out there are good for you? Not much. I think they said if you get fresh sunflower oil, you're good. But you got to watch the crap. And, you know, if you go to the store and you're shopping in the middle of the aisles, you know, don't get too much of that. Get the stuff on the edges. Steak with his butter. Exactly. And so that's kind of what we do here at InfoWars. You know, part of our mission, in addition to news, is health information. Ever since I've been here, it's always been about health information and what can you put in your body to help your health. And one of the products that I think is amazing, I take a scoop of it, and I do a dry scoop in the mouth and then drink water because it, to me, it doesn't mix very well. You really have to get to it. And Uncle Sam, I know you're there. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. But colostrum is one of nature's first superfoods. If any mammal, the first 2 weeks after they have a baby, they produce colostrum, which is really dense in nutrients. It helps the gut lining. It helps the immune system, helps, you know, repair tissue. And we have some of the best bovine colostrum right there. And right now we have, which is amazing. You purchase one, they call it a tub. It's a canister. I'd say it's a canister of bovine colostrum. You get a second free. So buy one, get one free right now for colostrum in Sunday, January 11th at midnight. So you have from now, and this show's going to repeat all weekend up until midnight, January 11th on Sunday. So they just got a new shipment in, and they're like, you know what? The new year's starting off, people are liking these deals that we've been offering, and they're helping the info war. And don't forget, you do get entered, and we have 2 weeks. If y'all could bring that back up, that one graphic of the trucks. So every purchase gets 50 times entries to win. Either you get entered into the Ford F-150 Raptor or the Ford F-250. It's a diesel. Plus, you get $20,000 in cash. I think each one you get $10,000 with to help with the. There's one thing they don't tell you in these contests is you get hit with the sales tax. That's what good old Uncle Sam's like. You know what? You think you'll want a truck? No, you actually won the right to give me some money. So they give you that cash so you can then pay for the tax, title, and license on these vehicles because they are pretty hefty vehicles. I mean, those look mean. Those are some mean machines, and we've done a lot of different ones, but now we got an F-150 and an F-250, and those are just monsters. I love, you know, one thing Americans do really well is tires, good mud tires. It's one thing we do very well. So thealexjonesstore.com, buy one, get one free of colostrum, and it's your support. It's your support that keeps us going, keeps us in the fight, because right now we're in this situation where, you know, we've had to declare bankruptcy. Then they shut it down for InfoWars, but then they said Alex Jones is still in bankruptcy and he has to sell his assets, one of which is Free Speech Systems, which is the parent company of InfoWars. And we have the state judge over in Austin has appointed a receiver, and the receiver has been here, and they have taken inventory of things, and they're making lists, and they're supposed to have auctions. But there's one thing that's right now sort of stopping everybody is it's this appeal that has been filed and has not come to an end yet in the state of Texas. So That's where we're at right now. So we're still operating, and we're still going to continue until somebody comes here in a uniform with a piece of paper and says, y'all have to get out. That's basically what we're doing. We don't know when that's going to happen. It was supposed to happen in 2024. And we've been able to maneuver things and play our defense, put our defense on. You know, if you have a certain defense you run in certain situations, is it a run? Is it a pass? So we've put on our defense. We've pretty much exhausted everything we can do. So now we're just waiting to see what happens in this appeal, which could also muck up the works a little more. So that's where we're at now. We're still on the air. We're still going to continue to bring you the news. I mean, we were putting out within an hour of the shooting happening, we had the multiple angles coming up and showing people and analyzing it and slowing it down and looking at it and kind of doing what X is doing, but in a different, you know, framework, in this multimedia framework where we could show different angles really quickly and you don't have to scroll around and look for them. We're just bringing it to you. And we're also having our callers. But before we finish, this is what I do. My morning drink, what I make with this is sparkling water, and then I mix half and half of kombucha and coconut water. But I've never done this. So I've drank about half of this so far. I've never done a scoop of Ultimate Power. In fact, guys, we're going to play this one. We do have an AI ad that our Wars of the Info has produced, but there's my scoop of Ultimate Power right there, which I've never tried. I've never tried Ultimate Power. Now, what I have tried is methylene blue, and I did take my capsule this morning, but I'm going to put a couple drops. We're just going to go all out here. A couple drops of methylene blue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I already took the one pill of methylene blue, but there's that. And hey, why not? Since we're doing the blue, might as well do the red. Now, the red, they say 4 droppers. Let's just put 1, 2. We're just going to do 3 droppers in there of the methylene red and the methylene red. Nobody makes methylene red. All right, there we go, right there. We're the only place you could get this. So this is something developed with the help of AI. I'm going to stir that up a little bit and then add a little more water to it because this is almost out of water. Oh, it turned. Wow. I don't know if y'all can see that. It definitely turned a little shade of blue. I guess the methylene blue. Put some of that in there. Then I'll pour a little more water in there and then try it. And then we're going to go to Uncle Sam. You can see here. Try that. See if you can get the light in there. There's a good shot with the light. Nah. Still, yeah. And kind of looks murky, but let's see. Wow. You can definitely taste the mango and the Freedom Mango. So the Freedom Mango's in there. And this is what I'll be drinking for the rest of the show. And now let's go back to Badass Uncle Sam. I think it got a little garbled with the bumper music coming in with you, Uncle Sam. But you were telling us what it's like in New Orleans. Has the attitude changed since the election, or has it gotten worse since the ICE raids? I know there were some ICE raids in New Orleans. What's been going on there in the Crescent City?
Yeah, before I get to that, I would tell you, I want to try the superfood. I mix that with the methylene blue and the methylene red and the creatine, and that's what I do to wash my the magnesium down with, and the Nitro Boost, and
okay.
It keeps me. So get that stuff, baby. If you're out there, you haven't tried this stuff. Look, I'm 78 years and a half years old. I go 16 hours a day. I couldn't do it without your stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely the best. So, yeah, indeed. Go get it, folks. Now, Rob, the attitude since 16 has been revolutionary. I mean, people were kind of, you know, we were waiting on the revolution back then. It was like lock her up wasn't a campaign slogan. We wanted to see accountability, and accountability is the top of the tier right now. I mean, we're 5 years of Trump being in office. First 4 years this year here. And there's a poster that, of course, is going around that's become real big, and it's up on Gateway Pundit right now. Number of arrests, Russian collusion hoax, zero. January 6th, zero. Mar-a-Lago, zero. Biden Audubon, zero. 2020 election, zero. Epstein pedophile arrest, zero. COVID, zero. Benghazi, zero. Doge finding, zero. Ukraine impeachment hoax, zero. And that's the short list.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's the accountability list. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for accountability. We're asking, hey, if you break the law, you get treated the same as if we break the law.
Yeah, I mean, Barney Fife could have already indicted half a dozen of these things right now. And if indeed Pam Bimbo Bondi could find her desk and actually start doing that, we wouldn't be set up like we are now with these riots. Because if we were indeed crashing down on these people and arresting the NGOs, they wouldn't have the coordination on the to do what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is money we've given to these NGOs. The government has, you know, go in and seize the assets to them, and then look at their networks, and they're just like, well, you know, I think Dan Bongino is like, well, if you do a case too quickly, it could not work. Well, you know, it's been over a year. The FBI has gone and rounded up smaller criminal networks in cities. They have done that, and they've done a good job doing that, but we're looking for accountability. James Comey, it looks like he's going to skate away. Letitia James, looks like she's going to skate away. I mean, James Comey literally got up there and lied to Congress. He tried to get he tried to dismantle Trump's cabinet with going after Michael Flynn in the first day. He went after Michael Flynn. And it was like, oh, I'm going to have my agents come down and come talk to us. And then he makes it a big joke. Because Michael Flynn's like, oh, we're all on the same team. We're all working together. And Comey's like, no, I'm a commie. I'm trying to dismantle this country, bro. You don't know that. I've got a grift going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's stopping Trump from doing it, but I'm telling you, it's almost too late. Even if he put someone else in to take Bondi's place, that person would have to start from scratch again and start putting things together, because there's still bad players in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, and surrounding Trump. So, I mean, it just either is incompetence or it's deliberate.
All right, yeah, exactly.
It goes far. And if what I'm seeing now in the frustration, what I'm seeing now is, people are just, they're feeling, all right, we're on our own. We've been played. And until we start seeing some arrests of people, maybe we recognize. I mean, Tim Walz already should be in. He called for violence. He called, actually, he said, we're at war. Okay, good, let's go. I mean, there's, again, some of these people have bragged about their crimes on video. What more do you need?
Well, and Brianna Morello put this out yesterday. Senator Rand Paul's office redacted an email from the DOJ official Kenneth Corrier that shows him ordering the arrest of an innocent Trump supporter. Corrier had no evidence to go after Christine Crowder, who we interviewed on Jan 6, Brianna did, on the American Journal that airs 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays, but still had her placed in the J6 prosecution queue. You know, it's also interesting from what I'm gathering that this Kenneth Corrier was also the same DOJ official that was like, no, we're not going after Ray Epps. And that'll all be coming out.
Yeah.
But you can read her email. I think it's pinned on her. Yeah, it's pinned on her X account. You can see the one that Senator Paul's office released. And I'm starting to, you know, I used to be a Rand Paul supporter. I interviewed him before he ran, or while he was running, and you could see he was cutting off names of these DOJ officials. And why? I mean, this is what they're doing. So you could see the difference. That's the one that Brianna put out. You could see it's unredacted with the names. But then you go to the next one over, and look, we don't know who it is. That's what Rand Paul put out. Because Rand Paul, I don't think he's in it to win it anymore. He's in it to stay in the system. You know, he started off like his dad, but, you know, we've seen that. We've seen the apple fall a little farther from the tree sometimes, and he's no Turns out he's no Ron Paul. He wants to protect these people. And, you know, what has he done going after Fauci? He talks a big game, but what happens? It's all talk at the end of the day. Oh, we're going to refer these people for criminal prosecution. Then the DOJ goes, yeah, we're not going to go after anybody but low-level Somalis. When we know the Somalis didn't invent the game of creating daycare centers to bilk the government. We know that's not a game they invented, okay? That didn't originate in Somalia. That's a game that's been played here for a long time, and it's people that are above them, the ones that are getting the money, getting the kickbacks. Those are the people that need to be held accountable, in addition to the ones doing it. But that we shouldn't. The ones that were the pawns, you know, they need to be kicked out of the country and sent back because they're not good people at the end of the day. If they could be led into events like this, but the ones that were running it. The Tim Wallses, the Jacob Fries, the Keith Ellisons. They need to be sitting in a federal max prison. What do they call it? Pound me in the ass prison? Is that what they call it, badass Uncle Sam?
When you can call up some of the numbers of the daycare centers and it goes directly to Tim Wallace's governor's office.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of the cover.
That's mockery. I mean, how much
more evidence do you need after that, right? If Nick Shirley can put together, you know, 5 years worth of investigatory reports in one day. I mean, with Dave, it's the boomer zoomer duo going out there and just like laying waste to this fraud. And then, but what's going to happen? Oh, they talk a big game. Oh, we're going to form a task force. Okay, what about the task force? What about all the people that are already working in the DOJ? Why do we need another task force? Oh, so we could spend some more money to put something together that, oh, we could show we're going to do something. You got to do something. I feel like I'm Chris Farley yelling at the kid sitting on the couch.
Well, you're going to fix big government by making it bigger.
Yeah, right.
Stop. The budget is $38 billion for the Department of Justice to get 116,000 people working for them. And one 23-year-old goes out there and does more in a half a day than they did in the past, 5 years?
Well, let's not forget the contributions of Boomer Dave. He was the one leading Nick Shirley around. Nick Shirley had the audience, but Boomer Dave, he had all the insights and all the information.
That's it. Dave has been out there for years saying, mm-hmm. Here it is, on the silver platter, and he was ignored. But it took Nick Shirley to go out there and do it because he's got an audience. But again, where in the hell is the Department of Justice? Where in the hell has Bimbo Bondi?
Yeah.
Where in the hell is the FBI? I mean, I'm sorry. It's either incompetence or it's deliberate. Either is just as destructive.
Yep. Hey, Uncle Sam, tell people where they can find you. You going to be out tomorrow and Sunday?
It's supposed to rain tomorrow. I might go out Sunday, but I've got another problem. The banks have stolen my house, so I got to find a place to live, too. So they're banging me real hard right now.
Always so fighting the Patriots. But look at that. You're not stopping, though. You're still fighting.
I'm coming back stronger. I'm telling you what. When I come out with this new rig, it's going to rock, man. It is going to rock. But can you imagine me showing a short video of the nanobot, self-assembling nanobot technology that's in us all now?
Exactly.
To an audience.
Yeah, and when people say, that doesn't exist, you go, oh, well, here's the video. Click, and you start showing them a video of it with speakers and everything.
And then I'm going to have a scanner on. I'm going to scan them right there on the street.
We're gonna find your bots.
And can you imagine, like, oh, all right, hey, Alex, would you like to take questions from people right on the street here?
Oh yeah, that's literal man on the street action right there. Well, Uncle Sam, I'm gonna let you go. I want to get to Patrick in Boston, but thanks for calling. Wish you the best. We were showing your Bandot video channel on there. People go on there, check it out. Spread his videos around. He literally is on the ground doing the work. And we appreciate his work and support all the time. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
God bless you.
All right. Let's go to Patrick in Boston. Let's talk about the Minnesota nonsense. Sorry I had you on so long on hold, but here you go. Patrick.
Rob, Bob, hey, no need to apologize. I understand. So talking about the Minnesota situation, I was in D.C. with the Proud Boys this last week, and on Monday and Tuesday being the anniversary of January 6th, 2021. And I talked to a lot of people who were you know, really upset about the fact that they had been, you know, kind of just shoved to the side. They got pardoned, but, you know, weren't really talked about too much. And I could understand where they were coming from. They were talking about police brutality, and it's always been an issue that has been important to me. What I can't understand is what people are doing with the Minnesota situation now, basically saying, hey, police brutality is okay when it's people that we don't agree with, but when it was people that we agree with, well, you know, okay. So we've got a serious problem in this country right now where we give the police a pass when we want them to do things that politically align with us. And that's what's happening right now. You don't hear anybody on the right saying, oh my God, the police shouldn't be doing this. With the situation in Minnesota, but they do want to say that with everything that happened on January 6th. So that's a completely ridiculous situation, and I can't stomach it.
Well, I'll say this: I was there on Jan 6, and I even have video of this, which we had to give all our video to the select committee. They wanted all the video we had shot that day. And we're there, and this is right after Alex had got up, climbed up on the chair, stacked up chairs, and said, don't go inside. Don't do it. It's a trap. They're going to turn it into another Kent State. Right after that happened, I would say it was a group of about 10, and these guys were armored up. These guys were fully armored up cops coming in, and they just had, looks like billy clubs, you know, the long clubs. And they walked into a group, and they stood there for a second. And then, and everybody else was standing there too. Nobody was doing anything. And then all of a sudden, one of them starts hitting one of the guys. Okay. Just a guy standing there. They're not pushing them. They're not doing anything. They're like, you know, I think one guy at one point said, hey, why don't you help us? You know, we're just trying to have free and fair elections, something to that effect. And this one guy starts wailing away on one dude. Another dude grabs the baton who's standing on a wall. Okay. Which to me is self-defense. If some guy's beating you with a baton, you try to stop it. But it was not provoked. And then people started getting mad at these guys. Like, what are y'all doing? Nobody's doing anything to you. And then they, as quickly as they marched in there, they just marched right out. Very weird. Okay. What I'm seeing in Minnesota is people standing in front of police cars. Now, where can you go in this country, anywhere in this country, and stand in front of a police car when they're trying to drive somewhere? Can you do that anywhere else in the country? Does Minnesota have an exclusion on this, that they can go stand in front of police cars and throw things at cops and scream at them? And that's all okay. You can say that's freedom of speech when they're throwing snowballs at them, but when they're standing in front of the police cars impeding them. Now, I'll let you answer that when we come back. We're going to have a 5-minute break, 5-minute segment coming up.
Before I go any further, you want hardcore information like this out there? You want to beat the globalists? You want to change the world? I need your support. And I'm going to sell you stuff that works really great so you get it and love it. You're crazy if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, our RSGMOS, and our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. What comes out of a cow the first 2 weeks of its milk is just magic. Supercharges your whole body. Until Sunday night at midnight, and we have a limited supply. Buy one bovine colostrum, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com right now. That's the new sale running through Sunday. Separately, this happens every 2 months. There's a one-week period, but there's an overlap each month when they give away another super vehicle, super off-road vehicle, where you can get both when you buy anything you put in the sweepstakes. And 50 times entry only this week. Only time we do it on both the Ford Raptor twin turbo V6, 450 horsepower, 510 pound feet, on, and the Ford F-250 diesel, 475 horsepower, huge, just a huge off-road package, $20,000 in cash to win, all that. That ends in a few days as well. So take advantage of it all, but thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Buy one bovine colostrum or a discount and get one free until Sunday night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
epidural extraction set? No way! This is awesome! Time to gear up, men! We're going into action!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.